Good morning. Welcome once again to worship. You know the new system, so today there's no open air on the triangle, but tea and coffee will be served in the community hall immediately after our worship. On Monday, the Sallywags will meet for their usual fun and games. And then on Tuesday, the advisory team meeting at 7:30. Advisory meeting at 7:30. On Wednesday, there's a special announcement for Friends Together. It's pancakes and self-denial. And you're invited to come along. 1:30 for pancakes, and then 2 o'clock for whatever else they do. And you're all welcome to come along, and they're going to show the film about the self-denial and give a little bit of history about how the self-denial came about. So that's on Wednesday for anyone who would like to go, and that's starting at 1:30. On Thursday, coffee morning from 10 till 12, and explorers will meet at 3:30. 7:45 on Thursday, if you remember, you're invited to the open rehearsal, and the songs would love to see you come along and join in and sing in with them, or if just you want to listen, and there'll be light refreshments served at the end. So that's at quarter to eight, get that right, 7:45 on Thursday. Next Sunday we have Colonels Diane and Gough Payne conducting our worship. At 10:30 they will conduct the normal worship. And then this followed by lunch, and then at 2 o'clock, just an informal gathering where they'll tell us about what they did in Africa after they spent 4 or 5 years here. If you are going and you'd like lunch, I have to tell you that unless you put your name on the list before you go out of the hall today, then that's the final time you can add your name for lunch. It's lunch is soup and roll and a sweet. You remember we had a good invitation to walk through the Bible? Well, there's some really great leaflets all about it. If you go, please pick up a leaflet that says walk through the Bible, and maybe you'd like to join others on that on the Saturday, the 24th of February. On the 16th of March, we have the celebration of the life of Major Margaret Lawrence, and that starts in here at 1 o'clock. Friday, March the 1st, is World Day of Prayer, and this year it's at St. Mary's Church in Walton at 2 o'clock, and it's a service prepared by the Christian Women of Palestine. And it's followed by, again, light refreshments. Many of you will know, but in case you don't, sadly, Trish Binge passed away during this last week. Please remember their family in your prayers. Now, before I introduce you to our special guest, who's come a long way to look after the children, and his name is David... What's that animal? David Squirrel, and he'll appear, but not until we hear this special announcement that's now coming.
So on Wednesday, it's Valentine's Day, 14th of February, and at 7:15, you are all invited to come to a games night, which is Valentine-themed, but not in a cheesy way. So, if you want chocolates, you can play Chocolateopoly. If you want to get married to someone else and try it all again, you can play the Game of Life. If you fancy a takeaway, you can play a pizza game. If you'd like flowers, you can play a memory game. If you'd like to write some poetry, there's a poetry game. If you'd like to meet your prince, you can meet him and live happily ever after. And if you fancy having a three-course meal, you can do that with this game. And then if you would like some hearts, there's also some a Yahtzee game, but the dice have got hearts on. Matthew's got those, but he's just holding them up. So 7:15 on Wednesday, the 14th of February. This will be pinned up so you can go all Insta and social media-tastic with a Valentine's backdrop. And there'll be tea, coffee, and heart biscuits. We'd love to see you there.
And we'll just share in the benediction. But if we did that, you'd miss so much this morning. Good morning to you all. How are you? That good, are you? Really? Fantastic. I'm so glad I came this morning. And it's good to be here, isn't it? Isn't it good to be in God's house? God, dear me. Yes, it is good to be at the Lord's house this morning. We're going to share in intergenerational worship this morning. The children are not going out. The children are stopping in. And we're going to have intergenerational worship. We're going to worship together as a family. Now, I'm not particularly a vision person. The Lord, whether I haven't looked enough, I don't know. But the Lord doesn't very often say, give me a picture. Lots of people get up and say, the Lord gave me a picture of this morning. And I think, well, he didn't give me any pictures. But he gave me a picture for this morning. And he gave me this picture of a big dining room. We're sitting in a big dining room, and we're all sitting together around the table, the imaginary table, this morning, worshipping together. And there will be some great-grandchildren, and there will be some great-great-grandparents here, all round the same table, worshipping together. And someone is bound to say round that table, when the beef comes out, I don't want beef today, I want a chicken. Well, today you've got beef, eat your beef. Next week you can have chicken. But this week you've got beef, so enjoy it. Okay? And then someone's going to say, I don't like sprouts. Well, if you don't like sprouts, put the sprouts to one side. But have you tried a sprout? Maybe if you tried a sprout, you might enjoy it. And you might find that you get something out of it by just trying it. And sometimes when it says it's going to be intergenerational, all-age worship, you say, oh no, what are we going to have to do in all-age worship? What are we going to make us do this morning? I know. Hey, look, if you don't like some of it, put it to one side. But I think if you try it, you may get something from it. The Lord will speak to you from it. Somehow, some way, he will reach into your heart and teach you what he wants to teach you this morning. So we're sitting round a big dining room table. There is masses of food on it. And there will be something on that table for each and every one of you to enjoy. There will be something that you enjoy off the table this morning. Maybe not everything, but you will enjoy something. I hope. I'm sure you will. We're going to sing a song together. We're going to sing a song together. And to sing this song, we've got some flags and we've got some little wavy things this morning. And if you've got a flag and a wavy thing, come, Felicity's got a fantastic one. You should see the one fan. And if you're adults, yeah, come down, Matthew. Get yourself a flag out of the pot here. You heard the tune. It seemed like a lifetime ago the band played the tune, but it is the same tune the band played a lifetime ago. Okay, great words. Joy Webb wrote the words. Adults can come as well, you know. Hey. Do you not want a flag today? No, she'll get a flag later. Okay, right, here we are. Do you want to come and stand up on the platform? Yeah, where there's space. Try not to poke each other in the eye, okay? That'd be fantastic. No poked eyes this morning would be brilliant. Okay, so here we go with our opening song. We're singing scripture this morning. This is scripture, Psalm 8, wonderful words. Lord, your praises fill both earth and sky, made in the likeness of God. Isn't that fantastic? You and me, made in the likeness of God. Dear me, God bless you. We're made in the likeness of God. And we're going to lift his praises up this morning. It's a little bit of a cha-cha-cha rhythm. So if you want to do a little bit of cha-cha-charing at the end, you're welcome to do that as well. Bam, thank you for leading us. And we'll listen to the introduction. And then we'll be up on our feet to cha-cha-cha. If you're not out of puff, could we have a chorus again before we say, is it just good? No, not yet. Sit down. Yes. See, Captain Paul would be disappointed with you this morning. He's tried his hardest. He tries his hardest at getting you dancing and actions and. And don't tell me we don't do actions. How many of you remember deep and wide? We've all done it. How many? Oh, I'm climbing up the golden stairs to glory. We've always done actions. Now suddenly, not going to make us do actions, is he? I'm not even going to make you do actions yet. Could you clap? Not me. Just like to the rhythm, the band are going to play the chorus again. Okay, let's have a little bit of clapping, a little bit of cheering. You know, we serve a great God. We serve a great God. And he deserves the most heartiest praise that we can give him. I was at the football yesterday. I love going to the football. I was at the football. And the stands there at the football, okay? Giving it big, men of all ages, standing there, arms upraised, belly showing, all sorts of things. There's some lots of pretty sights at the football, I tell you. They're there with their hands raised and they're singing their little lungs out. Carrow Road is falling down, they're singing. And we can hardly lift a sound. When we're singing our praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, okay? We can hardly lift our voices. and he wants to hear us. There's a party in heaven this morning because we as a Christian family are worshipping God and praising God, and he is having a party upstairs this morning because he loves to see his people praising him. Okay, I've said all that, and it's going to be a lot better this time. Okay, just the chorus, where are the words? There they are, crowned. You're crowned with glory and honor, and you're made in the likeness of God. Look, when we get to heaven, we're going to be praising God all time. Let's practice here, shall we? Let's start practicing here on earth. Okay, with the chorus. We suddenly woke up. Fantastic. Well, we sang scripture there this morning, and that was good. We're warming up a little bit. We're going to sing now. You're going to respond now. We're going to sing about what we believe, okay? We're going to, like the doctrines, in the Church of England, we'd be saying the creed now, and every week they would say the creed and just remind themselves of what they believe in. Well, we're going to do that with a little ditty this morning, a little song that you don't even have to learn much of. We're going to practice the chorus now, okay? We're just going to practice. Are you still waving flags up there? No. Put your flags down. Let's put our flags down. And if you want to go back to mummies and daddies and carers, there we are. You can come back to them later. Did you see Felicity's? Oh, there we are. Did you see Felicity's flag? Look at that. Wow. Look at that. Holy Spirit. Look at that. Fantastic. Don't worry about it. Okay. You want to go back to mummies and daddies? That's good. This is the little refrain, right? This is the little frame. Do you believe it? I sing. Do you believe it? And you shout back at me, yes, I do. And I will say again, do you believe it? Yes, I do. Do you believe it? Yes, I do. And then we say together, I believe it's true. Okay? So three times I will say, do you believe it? Yes, I do. Do you believe it? Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
I believe it's true. So that's the little refrain, okay, that we're going to sing. And I'll sing the verses. You don't even know what I'm going to ask you. Do you believe now? It could be, do you believe I've got roast beef for dinner? Yes, I do. Do you believe it's going to snow next week? Yes, I do. Okay, you don't even know, but I'm going to remember. And shout it out with conviction, will you? Shout it out. But there may be some here who don't know some of the things I'm going to say now. They may not know to be true. But I hope that somehow this morning you will learn something more of the truth of what I'm going to invite you to say, yes, I do too. And it goes like this. Let me get the words just in case I go wrong. Do you believe in the Father God? Do you believe he's true? Do you believe he made the world and he made both me and you? Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
I believe it's true. And is that wonderful? Something that we believe. We believe that God created us in his likeness and he gave us dominion over all the earth. I believe it's true. Try this one. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe he's true? Do you believe he died on a cross and he died for me and you? Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
I believe it's true. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Do you believe he's true? Do you believe he's alive today and he lives in me and you? Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
I believe it's true. Do you believe in God's own word? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe it speaks today and it guides both me and you? Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe it? I believe it's true. Isn't it good to shout sometimes? When was the last time you had a really good shout? Really good shout. Youngsters more often than not. Adults maybe, but it's good. And I hope that's true. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ who died on a cross and forgave us all the things that we think, all the things that we do, all the things that we say that are wrong. He forgives us. And the Holy Spirit is in our lives today to help us with the power that we need to live lives like Jesus, God-like lives in our world today. And I hope you believe it. And if you're not sure, I hope that at some point in the future, you do learn more about what Jesus means in your life. Now we're going to share in prayer together this morning. And this is our prayer time. And I was going to use paper. I was going to cut out some hands. And I was going to give everybody a pen to write on. And I thought, no, we're going to save a tree this morning. We're not going to draw hands, or we're not going to use pens, because Captain Paul is running out of pens and he has to keep buying new ones because you take them away with you at the end of meetings when he gives them out. But I thought, well, you've all got what I think we need this morning. So what I'm going to invite you to do is to clench your fists, right? Clench your fists like that. And this is our prayer time. And I will invite you a digit at a time to undo a digit and then touch it with a finger from your other hand. Okay, and then I will suggest some things that we can think about and we can pray about just for a few moments this morning. Does that make sense? So we need to clench our fists, and I invite you to open the thumb and touch the thumb. The thumb is the strongest digit you have. Can do very little without the thumb. Helps you pick up things and what have you. And it's the closest to you. And I want us to think this morning about families. I want us to pray for families, our families. I want us to pray for our Christian family here. I want to pray for strong Christian families in our world today. We need strong Christian families. So let's just take a moment to pray for our families and those closest to us. Let's pray. Now leave the thumb there and let's open our digit finger. Our digit finger is the one that points. Let's pray for those who lead us. Let's pray for those who give us direction in our lives. Young people, you can be praying for your teachers now as they help us learn. For our church, we can pray for our core officers who teach us and give good biblical teaching week by week to help us and to guide us in our Christian living. Let's pray for those who lead us this morning. Now let's open the tallest finger. Our tallest finger, and we'll pray when we open our tallest finger for those with responsibilities for leading our country, for governments. They need our prayers at the moment. They need our prayers. Let's pray for our own government. Let's pray for the governments of the world that need our prayers as they lead countries. Let's open our ring finger. It's the weakest finger that we have. We open our ring finger. And we think of those who need healing today. We think of those who are suffering. We think of those this morning who are grieving the loss of loved ones. They're in pain. And we pray to our Heavenly Father this morning that you will bring healing, Father, to those who are grieving and suffering and feeling pain this morning. And now we're going to open our smallest pinky, our little pinky that reminds us of ourselves. And we pray for ourselves. And there's nothing wrong for praying for ourselves. There may be certain things going on in your life that no one else knows about. And you need to bring those things before the Lord this morning. There's nothing too small that he isn't interested in. There's nothing too big he can't deal with in your lives. If it bothers you, it bothers God. So bring those things this morning that concern you. And now your hand is open. And an open hand can let go of all those things that you're holding on to that hinders your relationship with God. And as you open your hands this morning, it allows you to receive everything that God has planned for you this morning. Will you receive from the Lord this morning through something, through some way, that the Lord will speak to you? Father God, I thank you for the prayers that have been lifted up to you this morning. I pray that you will hear every prayer that's been thought and every prayer that's been uttered, and that you will answer those prayers according to your perfect and holy will. For I ask this prayer, and I pray this prayer in the precious name of Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer time. And now, as part of our worship, and it may be this that you take from the table this morning, the songsters are going to bring us their message this morning. I forgot what it was, but I think it's Sing of Jesus. Sing of Jesus. The songsters, please.
Because the Spirit with the
Thank you, songsters. That was lovely, wasn't it? How I love to sing of Jesus. I hope that you can all relate to that and echo those words in your hearts this morning. Thank you, songsters. Thank you, Claire, for clearing up the flag there. We're going to sing two songs now. Some of you will struggle with them. They're not children's songs. They're worship songs, okay? They are not just for children. They are for all of us. And the first one that we're going to sing, Our God is a Great Big God, okay? And you know there are actions to this. Is your God a great big God? Is he? My God's a great big God. My God's a great big God. And he holds me in his hand, taller than a skyscraper, deeper than a submarine, okay? He's a big God. Oh, not even got flags up there now. Have they? Oh, yes, get some. If you don't want to do the actions, get some flags. Yes. Yes, go on. You don't have to, but get some flags if you want to. You're not going up now? Yes, yes. Nearly lost your best one there, Felicity. Our God is a great big God. I'm going to invite you, if you're able and willing, to stand to sing this song through, okay? Now, I know that it's difficult for some of us sometimes to do all the actions. I know that. And so it speaks about, some of them speak about jumping up and down. And that's a bit too, get to my age. If you do that, you're all right, okay? That's as good a jump. You don't have to leave the ground if you can't, okay? When you have to, I tell you what, when you touch the ground, you're into the next song sometimes before I get up. It's all very well you laughing. You say, reach up, I've touched the ground. At the time I've reached back up again, we've finished that song and we're on another song, okay? The actions, Paul's brilliant, isn't he? Captain Paul, he's got good at them and he should be coming up here to help me because he's good. Captain Paul, I wasn't going to do this. I was not going to get you, I was going to give you a Sunday off. It's fair, isn't it? You know, actions. Sometimes Paul's doing the actions and I'm like an action behind because I can't remember what the next action is. And he's like, God, he's giving it all this sort of thing. Yeah, look at that. Look, I'm an action behind. So when we're talking a point of the head, I'm still doing something else. But you can do it. You can do it. So where are the words? Where are the words? They're coming. They've been up and gone, haven't they? They've been up and gone.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He is higher than
is another one. There is another one. And really, you need to be stood up for this one too. Hey, if I'm stood up at my age, you can be stood up at your age. That's all I can say. Well, remember I said, this is enough, okay? You don't have to go any higher than that. Okay, I'm going to jump up and down. I'm going to spin right round. Praise your name forever. Now, I'm going to shout out loud. My supporter, my great encourager at the back behind me there this morning. Fantastic. Okay, if you can't jump up and down, just do something, you know, just do something. Okay, I'm worn out. If you can, if you're able, and you're able, let's stand. And the words are going to come up, a little bit of a tune, and we're going to jump up and down and spit.
Jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. I'm gonna shout out loud, gonna jump in the crowd, gonna sing my praise to heaven. I'm gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. I'm gonna shout out loud, gonna jump in the crowd, gonna sing my praise to heaven. I've done this race and I will never stop. Such a lot when you got not a lot. What? Be happy. I'm gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. I'm gonna shout out loud, gonna deafen the crowd, gonna send my praise to heaven. I'm gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. I'm gonna shout out loud, gonna deafen the crowd, gonna send my praise to heaven. Such a lot when you got not a lot. What? Be happy. Such a lot, when you got not a lot, what? Be happy.
They say that every swan has allowed one last song. And then he goes. And they call it the swan song. Every swan has allowed one last song, his swan song. And I feel just now that I've just sang mine. Hey, Claire, Andrew, this is your moment. This is your moment. Connor. Come down as well, Isla. Come down as well. Where's my box? I've got a little box of tricks. Come, you can go back to mummies and daddies now. And stay where you are, aren't you? We've got something I want to put your fingers on. Okay. I'm going to have to hurry now this morning. Come for the lovely Jessup family. Look at this lovely family. It could have been any lovely family, but we've got, yes, you're training, but it's just this lovely family. It could have been the little family, but you'll understand why in a minute. It's not you. Okay. What I want to do is I just want to check how fast this family is. Okay? I want to see how quick you are. How fast you can run. Oh, shoes. Serious stuff here, serious stuff. We have a baton. Okay? A baton. And this baton, Andrew, I give to you. Okay? Now, what I want you to do, I want you to run up to the doors. Don't fall into the doors, okay? In a minute. Eager. He's so keen, isn't he? So eager. And then I want you to come back, and I want you to pass the baton on. Okay? And then I want you to pass the baton on and do it again. Okay? Do you get that? You got that? You're okay with that, Andrew? You all right with that? Connor? Thank you for coming up. Ida, you okay? Nice smile you've got there. Okay. So we're going to cheer. We're going to whoop and cheer this family on, okay, as they run to the back, come back up here and pass the baton on to someone else. Okay, are you ready? Ready to whoop and cheer? Pardon? You can time it if you want. I don't know. You can. Have you got a watch? I've got a watch. I don't worry about time. My wife said you can have the 12 o'clock tonight, today. She said, just take till 12 o'clock. The potatoes won't spoil. She said, just take as long as you like. Okay, so on your marks. On your marks. Get set. Don't forget to cheer each other. On your marks. Get set. Go! Go, Andrew! What's happening? Some people are not being involved, are they? Who booed in the house of the Lord this morning? You know, you have to be careful that we don't miss a generation, that we don't leave a generation out. Okay? It is so easy to leave a generation out of the race that Jesus is having us run. I will run this race and I will never stop. But let's just make sure that all generations are involved in that race and we don't leave anybody out of the race. Poor old Connor here, just you were ready, weren't you, Connor? You were ready, and you were ready too, Isla, weren't you? You were ready. And they were just left out. And these two just carried on their own. Well, we're going to do it again. We're going to give them a chance. We're going to give them a chance to get it right this morning. Okay, Andrew, are you ready? Did we time it? 24 seconds. Whatever. I'm not worried about the time, Andrew. Okay, Andrew, on your marks. Get set. Go! Come on, Andrew. Come on, well, good. And in the fun of it, in all the fun of it, don't lose the point of it, will you? Don't lose the point of it. We must be aware. All generations need to hear the good news. I've been at something recently where their tagline was this: every child, every year, to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. every child, every year, to hear the gospel of Christ. Now here, it's fine. We've got some great teachers who, week by week, teach our young children about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're grateful for them. But what about those? What about your neighbours? What about the children in your street? About those in schools sometimes? They don't get to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I thought, how can I make a difference? And I thought, well, we have the scouts in here at Christmas. The band goes into some schools just for a short while at Christmas. And we have an opportunity to share the gospel. Somehow, in a way that they understand. Every child, every year, to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can't do it on my own. You know that. I know that. You can't do it on your own. You know that. It takes the church. It takes the church to try and find ways of reaching children in today's generation. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Where are we? We haven't even got to the important bit yet, have we? We haven't even got to the important bit. Oh, band. You going to sit with Nanny now, my grandma? No. You want to? He's doing very well, isn't he? The band are going to play to us now. Another lively little piece. Another little bit of a cha-cha-cha sort of rhythm sort of thing. But it's a lovely little melody. My computer said tomato. But it said it came out tomato. And I had to change the whole thing. Tomato. Dalla mano. Okay? Very exotic words and a very exotic tune, and we're going to enjoy listening to the band as they play their piece. You can give a good cheer at the end, and then we're going to watch the missionary appeal video for this week, and then after that the children are going to come and sing us a song. Okay, so the band, Tomado Dalla Mano, and then the video, and then our children's choir are going to sing. Okay.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to the second of our films for this year's Self-Denial Appeal.
My name is Nathaniel Munch, and my appointment is corps officer in Nuuk, in Greenland. I've been here for just over 2 years with my wife and our kids. We're loving it, actually.
Nuuk has a population of less than 20,000 people, the equivalent of a small town in the UK, and yet Nuuk is Greenland's capital city. The country is part of the Kingdom of Denmark, and Greenlanders have Danish citizenship. Nuuk may be small, but Greenland is huge, mostly covered in snow and ice. During the coldest months, the daily average temperature is -5 degrees Celsius. The Salvation Army has been working here since 2012, welcoming people through its doors from early in the morning.
Come on, Damasa. A lot of people that come to Salvation Army here are homeless. Even more have addictions to alcohol or pot, and that defines a lot of what we do.
Okay, min dag var her, dejlig at se jer. Det er tirsdag, en dejlig dag. Himlen er smuk.
Well, this is what we call William's Cafe. Cafe William, it's the social cafe. It's we're just kind of an open house. And anyone can come in. You get free coffee, you get free tea. We try to take as many opportunities as we get to have conversations with people, and they often come and share about some sort of difficulty. And obviously we try to help with whatever way we can. In some cases it's prayer, some cases just listening, some cases it's helping people go to the places that can get the right help.
Homelessness is a problem in Nuuk. As a proportion of the population, more people are homeless here than in any other European city. Paul and Anna Maria are regulars at the Salvation Army. They have been homeless for a while. There are a couple of government shelters, one for men and one for women, but Paul and Anna Maria are married and want somewhere they can stay together. Until they can find a place, they are staying in a tent given to them by the Salvation Army, but they're worried about the winter ahead.
Snow is coming, so it's not good. Storm, it's not good for us.
Getting a good understanding of people's needs and difficulties is key to the Salvation Army's work. Learning Greenlandic, the language most people speak here, is important, but it's a notoriously difficult language to learn as an adult.
It's a very different language. It's a part of the Inuit languages. It makes for very long words, a lot of very, very different grammar. There's a lot of pastoral care talks that need to happen and that are limited by the need for a translator. So many conversations that would be better if I could properly understand and people could express themselves freely. Sunday is obviously the day of the Lord. We do Sunday service. The older generation will speak Danish really well, but also Greenlandic. While younger generations speak much more Greenlandic. We sing in Greenlandic, we read scripture in Greenlandic. When people give their testimony, we ask that they do it in their own language. But all the talking in between, at least the talking I'm doing, is in Danish. Singing is something that can bring people together. First of all, because Greenlanders have also a proud hymn tradition, and that is a connection point. For most people, especially the older generations, singing hymns is something that unites people and touches people. The culture here is not a culture where people talk about feelings much, and during singing, the emotions can come out. So it's both a connection with the Lord and a real expression of worship, as well as its therapy and its community. Success is seeing people's lives transform. The small steps, but also the big steps, and everything in between. Whether it's people reconnecting with their kids, seeing people make commitments for the Lord, seeing people move forward and ask for prayer, even that first step, with so much hope to just be there on the sidelines, participate in people's joy, in people's freedom. It's amazing. Officership is about sharing the gospel with people while living it out. We could talk about this spiritual work and social work, but it's really the same thing. What Jesus is talking about is loving our neighbor, is walking the extra mile, it's forgiving, this is what we do.
Next week we'll be going to India. I'm looking forward to seeing you then.
That would be okay as well. We're just going to... What's the time? We're okay. Got half an hour. 15 minutes. We're just going to have a little thought now. Just going to have a little thought. And what I'm going to invite the young people to do, Archie, is to go into my little box here and to pick something out. And in it, there is something inflatable. Okay, I don't know what they are, but if you have trouble blowing them up, if you have trouble, just take it to Daddy or Mummy. Just take it. What have you got? Archie, take that to Grandma and she'll... I need someone to do this one. I love this one. Do the other one as well. Okay, anything. Nana can help you blow it up. Okay, if you're unsure, I've got some wipes here if you want to wipe the things, but they're all right. If you want to come up and help blow up, inflate, you're welcome. That is a big one, Matthew. That is probably the largest one that we could do. I don't think she'll manage. Archie, yes, you're right. Okay, fantastic. Don't let me get in the way of this. Okay. Yes, Martha, you're going to help Martha. Yeah. Oh, fan. Some are harder to blow up than others. Oh, look at this. What is, Archie, you need to bring yours back. Go and fetch it from Mummy. Go and fetch it from Mummy. Well, Amelia wants one. Okay. Take that one. You might need a hand there. There. This is a good one. This is a good one. I like that one. I bought that special. Hey, that's a good one, Isla. I'd love that one blown up when Mummy's got any puff left. Look. There. If any adults want to come up and dip into the box and inflate something, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. I'd like to thank you for your enthusiasm and your willingness. Well done, Noah. Well done. You get yourself in that box, and they don't all have to be blown up. They don't have to all... Oh, the snake. Yeah, get the snake done. Oh, he's gone. Oh, look, yes, you can come and sit up with that. Okay. Okay, they don't all have to be blown up. If we've got a couple each, that's fantastic. You can stay up there as well. You're welcome. You know you're welcome. There's a passage in Scripture. God has said to Moses, Moses, I've seen my people suffering. I see them as slaves. What I want you to do is to go back into Egypt, and I want you to bring my people out of captivity. And Moses starts off with the old excuses. No one will listen to me. I'm not a very good speaker. All sorts of excuses, okay? And then God says to Moses, what's that in your hand? What's that in your hand, Moses? And Moses has a staff, turns it into a snake and all those things. But God says, I can use what's ever in your hand for my kingdom's sake. Now, I'm going to turn around here now, and I'm going to find out what's in people's hands. I had the privilege of once, I used to go into a lot of schools. And I went into a school with 1,500 pupils from year 7 to year 11. And they said, come in and speak to us, Captain Squirrel. And I went in, and there was this room full of young people from front to back. And I looked at them, and I saw the potential in each and every one of those young lives. I saw the potential of what God could do in their lives. And I'm going to turn around now. I'm going to ask the children, what's that in your hand? What's that in your hand? Archie, what's that in your hand? It's a briefcase, isn't it? What could you be? Well, who uses a briefcase? Maybe going on holiday, that's good. Maybe a lawyer, maybe an accountant. Maybe who goes around with lots of papers in their briefcases. And work. That's right, they work, don't they? With their briefcases. There's also Amelia's a snake. What can Amelia be with a snake? She could work in a zoo. She could be a zookeeper in a zoo with her snake this morning. Lizette, what do you have in your hand? A golf club. There we go. There's some people in the band who could do with this. People in the band who go, Tim, you could do with this. Golf club. You could be a sports person. Could be a sports person. What else have we got? A guitar. Two guitarists. We've got two rock guitarists here. Three. three rock guitarists. Three rock guitarists. Or you could be a Christian musician. You could be over this side one day leading Christian music for us to worship to. You've got a guitar in your hand. I wanted to give you one, John. There's one in there for you. You're all right. There's one in you. Who's got a world in their hand? Look. World. What could travel the world? Could travel the world doing whatever, helping people, bringing blessing to people in another country. Got the world in her hand. What else? Oh, look at this. Amazing. Going to be a firefighter. She's got a... I'm just going to take it for a minute. Look, got a fire extinguisher in her hand. She could end up being a firefighter, helping people put out fires. What else have we got? A pencil. Who's got a pencil? Got a pencil in your hand. You could write. Thank you very much, Archie. Someone could write. Become a writer of poetry, of books. But a pencil in your hand, you could do so much with. There's a phone there as well, I think. A phone. Ring up people. Could ring up people and speak to people on the phone. I've got a crown. I've got a football. Fancy being a footballer? Yes, I'll be a footballer. And there is also, I saw something else there as well. Oh, yes, look. Oh. You can try that. Could be a weightlifter. Could be a weightlifter. An Olympian at weightlifting. You see, these young lives, they've got so much potential. And we need to nurture them. We need to nurture these young people. Whatever they choose to decide. None of them may decide to be Christian worship leaders or travel the world or be a snake charmer or whatever else. Or be a lawyer or an accountant. We don't know what the Lord has planned. But young people, just listen for this for a second. Listen for this second. A psalmist says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you know what that means? Each and every one of you are awesome. You are awesome people. You are awesome people. And wonderfully made. And God wants to use you in ways we cannot even begin to imagine in the world. Do you know, in sitting in front of you at the moment are your next church leaders. Hallelujah. I dread what position Archie's going to take. But sitting behind me are your next church leaders. Sitting behind me, there may be a Salvation Army officer who goes away and becomes the leader of a Salvation Army Corps somewhere in the world. There may be people who go overseas and work for the Lord overseas. We don't know. But we want to, as a Christian family, nurture these young people, support them, pray for them, and encourage them. Archie, please. Archie. Now, I've got some people in front of me I need to speak to right now, okay? Because I think there's some people out here saying, that's all right for them. They're young. They've got all their lives before them. I'm getting a bit old. I'm getting a bit past it. Ben, what have you got in your hand? Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Bad game on Friday night. Bad game. Some of you might need help walking, and that's okay. If you need a walking stick to walk, use a walking stick to walk. And some of you are saying, oh, I wish it was only a walking stick I needed. I need more than a walking stick to help me get around. I wish it was just only a walking stick. Did you really need to take that picture? Really? You see, I'm not far off this. I'm not far off this. But if I get one, I'll get one with those little seats in. You see, if you woke up breathing this morning, God hasn't finished with you yet. Do you believe that? Do I have to repeat myself with that? If you woke up breathing this morning, and I guess that would be almost 100% of the people in this building, although I have doubts. I have doubts about some of you. But if you woke up breathing this morning, God hasn't finished with you yet. Hallelujah. Amen to that. Abraham, 75 years of age, when he's given a promise by God. 75. When he's given the promise. It wasn't until he was 100 that promise came to fruition. 25 years later. Anybody 100 here? No. You have got years ahead of you. Years ahead of you to serve. And you say, well, I can't carry trays. I'm a bit wobbly. Leave the frame. I can't stand as long as I used to. I'm not asking you to. What's in your hand this morning? Is it a phone? Ring someone up. Send someone a text message. Is it a pen? Write a letter. We have a friend who's got a great card ministry. And every week she writes cards and sends them to people. Send them second class, because first class stamps are extremely expensive. Or deliver them. You got an iPad? Send a WhatsApp message to somebody. It says, I'm thinking about you. You got nothing in your hands? Put your hands together and pray. Pray for these young people. Get a picture in your mind of these young people now and pray for them and bring them before the Lord in prayer every day or every week. And God will continue to use you. He hasn't finished with you yet. As a Christian family, we can serve together and work together for the kingdom of God in this day and in this age. That's all I'm saying this morning. Unless I need to repeat it and say, if you woke up breathing this morning, God hasn't finished with you yet. And now we come to the point that these young people are here. There's stuff everywhere, look. There is stuff everywhere. Good grief. Look at the mess. This comes to the important part now. And this will take about 10 minutes. I'm going to invite Rosie. Rosie, you come down. Sheila, you come down. Gemma, you come. Joe, you come to the platform. Bring the little children, if they're not already here. Come down here. Archie, you need to be down here. And we're going to give gifts. We are giving gifts this morning. We're not going to give prizes. We're going to give gifts to our young children as a sign of our appreciation, as a sign that we love them and God loves them and we want to care for them and we want to nurture them in the news of the gospel. Okay, we're going to do that right now, and names will be read out. If you want to remember a name or two, then you can pray for them in the morning or later today. Okay, so that's what we're going to do for the next few minutes. Did you ever have star cards? Did you have star cards when you were younger? You used to get your stamp every week. I don't know how I ever got a prize, because it said good conduct. And I know you're not going to believe this. I was a terror in Sunday school. I was an absolute terror. How they put up with me. Reg and Daisy were my son. How they put up with me, I never know. But every year, they gave me a gift to say, we love you and God loves you too. So we're going to hand over to whoever's doing what now. And we're going to give some presents. The children are going to stay up here for a little while, okay, while we give these out. Who's starting? Sheila, you are the lead. Who do we call first? Maisie. Maisie, with the fire extinguisher. Look at this. What is this? Look and listen. Bible sound book. Fantastic. Isn't this fantastic? Maisie, there we are. That's yours. That's yours. Well done. And similar book to Eva. Where's Eva? Eva, there we are, mummy. Fantastic. I'll come to you. Come to you. There we go. Fantastic. Ooh. Amelia. Oh, Amelia. Where's Amelia? There we are, Amelia. Can you reach that? My very first Bible stories. Fantastic. Lovely books to read and listen to at this young age. Get the message of Jesus with these lovely books into their hands. I know Tabitha. Yes, I've got David. He's got... Tabitha is my granddaughter, okay? And she lives away, and she's got a book about her own granddad. David and the Very Big Giant. But we will enjoy taking that to her. Thank you, Auntie. Okay. Oh, yes, Charlotte comes to Parent and Toddlers, and we'll be able to give this to Charlotte at singing time tomorrow. Charlotte had her baby Thanksgiving service in this hall amongst the Parent and Toddlers some time ago. So that's for... Can we put that back on the table? Libby. Do you want me to come down to you, Libby? This is not for you. This is for Eva. Okay? With our love. And not very well behaved, if I may. If I may say so. That's for Eva. And send, take it to her with our love. It sounds like I bought them, didn't it? I haven't bought them. It's the core that's bought them. I sound as if I'm the big benefactor here, but I'm not. Where are we now? Who's next?
Who?
Three primary. These are like 3 to 5, 6 year olds, okay? Martha. God's love in a nutshell, Martha. Okay? Look at that squirrel on the front. Look at that. David and the giant. And a squirrel. There we are. Martha, bless you. Bless you.
Hudson.
The 1 o'clock miracle. A true story about trusting the words of Jesus. We could all do a bit of this book. Okay, where are you, Hudson, with the great big telephone? Hudson, there you are. It's a gift to you because we love you and we care for you. And I can guess who it's for. Sitting at my feet, waiting patiently. Archie, the storm that stopped. About Jesus, who Jesus really is. So that's a little gift for you. And we'll enjoy reading that later, okay, my darling? Okay, right, who's next? This is going well, isn't it? It's going well. We'll miss the song out, okay? Noah. Oh, Noah at my feet. Noah, thank you. We love having you here, Noah, in our core. Annabelle? I don't know Annabelle right in front. Annabelle's a lovely look. Doodle through the Bible. Nearly got it. Doodle through the Bible for kids. There we are. You can doodle away there. Fantastic. I think there's a spare one. I can have that one. Matthew, how great is our God? We sang about that this morning. Great. Taller than a... You know the song, don't you? Our God is a great big God. Enjoy reading that with Mummy and Daddy. And Isla. Oh, there you are. Have I come to you, Isla? Another doodle book. Okay. Aviana. I met Aviana this morning, didn't I? There we are. There we are there with the... Ivana. I was given your wrong name, darling. Okay. Sorry, Nana. Quick. Ava. there you are, carrying the world. Indescribable activity book for kids. That looks fantastic. You're going to have fun doing that with the family. Felicity. Oh. Can I give this to you at a later date? Would you mind? Would you mind if I kept it for a little while and I'll give it to you maybe a year's time? It's a Bob Hartman book, Bob Hartman. Oh, fantastic. The Link It Up Bible, 60 fantastic stories. Bless you. Izzy, Bible stories gone crazy is for one of my grandchildren, so that will be taken by Auntie Beth. Jago? You're going to come and save my steps, Bella. Save my steps. You're very kind. Thank you very much. Emily? Heather or John? Heather, John? Who's quickest? Heather. Heather. Oh, I'll come halfway to you, Heather. There we go. Emily for Emily. Bless you. Is that all for you? And we're now going up to the older ones for Joe. Lily. Oh, God. Up and down like a yo-yo, Bella. Up and down like a yo-yo. This is for you yourself. You can keep this one. Okay. You can keep this one for yourself. Angel Girl Awakening. Okay, Angel. There we are. That's for you. Bless you. Hey, dear me. You've got a cart to take all these home, you know. Esme's. Connor. Connor's going to come from the band. Isn't it lovely to see Connor in the band? Yeah. Fantastic. Yes, give him a... There you are. Who am I and what? Why do I matter? Very important questions. You matter to us. Oliver. Nan, you're a... And that's why we don't do it to the end. I'm not coming halfway this time. And this one is for Catherine. And you'll just take it for Catherine. There we are. Okay, thank you. And thank you for those who've given the books out. We haven't been able to clap. I've only got 6 minutes left. We haven't had chance to clap. Well, would you stand up with your books and the various things? Children, if you'd like to stand up. Would you like to give our young people a big cheer and a big whoop? No. And if there's people here saying, oh, wish I had a book, I'll bring some books next week, and if you want a book, you can have a book out of my book, and Major Linda will be jumping up down with joy to get rid of some of them. Okay. Just hang on there a minute, Wynne. Do you stop? Keep putting that up in front of me. Young children, would you stand up for a moment, please, if you're able to? Shh. Annabelle. Lord, will you bless these young people? Will you turn your face towards them, and will you be gracious unto them? Will you turn your head towards them and give them your peace? And may they grow up knowing your will for their lives. And may they grow up doing your will in whatever profession and whichever way they go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, YP workers, you did this 3 weeks ago and stole my thunder, didn't you, Lizette? YP workers, could you stand up, please? I know you don't like doing it, and I don't like doing it, but there we go. And those who work in schools, would you stand up too if you're able? If you work in a school, teach. Yeah. We look at our YP workers. Thank you for Julie. Did you know Julie's going to be a chaplain into schools in town? She's going to be the school chaplain. Lord, will you bless our YP workers and all those who work in our schools? Will you help them to continue to teach this gospel of Jesus Christ in whatever way we can, to help these young people to grow and nurture in the love of Jesus Christ? Will you bless them and keep them? And will you make your face shine upon them and be gracious unto them and give them your peace as they work in your name? And as a congregation, would you stand if you're able, please? Father God, I thank you for this Christian family that have sat round the table this morning and shared a meal together, and ask that you will bless us as a church. You will bless our leaders, our officers, Lizette and Paul, our local people who help and support them, and us as a congregation. Will you help us to support these young people and pray for them and help them to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ? For I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And if you'd like to continue standing, we're going to sing a song together. The words are going to come up on the screen. If you want to bring the flags, you can put the toys, the blow-up things, inflatables down. Get yourself a flag. Get yourself a flag, or you can wave your inflatables or whatever. And we're going to sing, I'm going to make my life into a melody. I'm going to praise my Saviour all day long. This is how the tune goes, and we'll sing three verses through very quickly. And during it, we will take the offering. Will people stop waving blue things at me this morning? We're going to take the offering as we sing this song through. Okay, thank you, band. So disappointed this morning. I failed to get Penny up here with a flag. I am so disappointed that she didn't come up. It's been lovely to share with you. The blessing is going to come up onto the screen just now, and we're going to act it out as we bless ourselves and bless each other. This week, I pray God's hand will lead you, God's eyes will watch over you, God's ears will hear your prayers. God's arms will protect you. God's word will encourage you. And God's love will fill your hearts. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be upon each and every one of you. Amen. And now we're going to continue having eaten from the table, a feast before us. We're now going to finish off with a cup of coffee and a tea. And in there will be good works going on as well. Good morning, and God bless you. Keep yourselves safe and have a great week. Amen.